fighting is very much still continuing. I've just been with a number of rebel fighters in the centre of Misrata, near Tripoli Street, between the former government hospital, where a number of Gaddafi troops had taken up or set up their base there. The rebel fighters believe there are about 150 to 200 Gaddafi soldiers within that area. They forced them out of the former government hospital, but the soldiers are still present in and around houses, residential houses and offices. They're obviously no longer occupied at the moment. The area is now a war zone. They're working and running in between petrol stations, offices, people's homes, or formerly people's homes. The rebel fighters, of which there are quite a large number in this particular area, there were dozens and dozens, and we were only on one side of it. There were even more fighters on the other side. They believe they have surrounded the Gaddafi forces, and they are trying to force them out. Whilst we were there, they took at least three Gaddafi soldiers prisoner. A number of them have been injured. If they try to escape, we've seen two or three of them who have been shot, Gaddafi soldiers this is, who have been shot through the foot to stop them escaping. Often there is a lot of anger when these prisoners are brought in, or when the wounded soldiers are taken to the main hospital in Misrata, and they are then taken away to, at one case, one point this afternoon, they had to fire shots in the air to keep the people at the hospital away from them because they were trying to beat them, they were spitting at them, they were trying to hit them with whatever they could. There's obviously a great deal of emotion and anger. The Gaddafi soldiers are then taken away to a location which isn't being disclosed at the moment. The ones who aren't injured are being interrogated by the rebel fighters and the council that is the sort of political council that's overlooking the rebel fighters. The injured ones are taken to a hospital location which is just being used for the Gaddafi soldiers. But from there have been a high number of casualties on both sides for the number of rebel fighters. Well, the last count that I had, the doctor said there were at least 10 rebel fighters who've been killed. There are a number of them who are dead and they can't pick up their bodies and bring them back. So a lot of fighting going on, no question of any ceasefire. The Gaddafi soldiers who have been taken talk about being cut off from the rest of the Gaddafi forces. There seem to be two lines of them, and the ones that are fighting in the center have been dislocated by their communications have been cut with the rest of the Gaddafi forces who are on the outskirts of the city.